Grief hurts, and things that hurt can be scary. As C.S. Lewis puts it in his classic book, A Grief Observed, no one ever told me that grief felt so much like fear. I am not afraid, but the sensation is like being afraid. The same fluttering in the stomach, the same restlessness, the yawning. I keep on swallowing. At other times, it feels like being mildly drunk or concussed. There is sort of an invisible blanket between the world and me. I find it hard to take in what anyone says, or perhaps hard to want to take it in. It is so uninteresting. Grief hurts. And because it hurts, it's often seen as a problem that needs to be fixed or got through or ignored or made to go away. But grief is not a problem. Writer Catherine Burns puts it like this: grief is just love squaring up to its oldest enemy. And grief walker Stephen Jenkinson says, grief is not a feeling. If grief was a feeling, it would be transitory. Feelings are like the weather. They are not the architecture. They come and go. Even the deepest feelings are transient. But grief stays. Grief is architecture. It carves you out from the inside. And the awesome Megan Devine writes about how deeply important it is to share our stories of grief, not to get over them or get through them, simply to tell them. She says, if you can't tell your story to another human, then find another way. Journal, paint, make your grief into a graphic novel with a very dark storyline, or just go out into the woods and tell the trees. It is an immense relief to be able to tell your story without someone trying to fix it. The trees will not ask, how are you really? And the wind doesn't care if you cry. Jesus tells his grief to the olive groves and to the earth that he falls upon as he weeps in the Garden of Gethsemane. Who do you tell your grief to? And to whose grief do you listen? After my father died, a woman in my congregation asked to meet up for coffee. And so I prepared myself for the pastoral chat. I prepared myself to listen to her deeply. But when we sat down, she simply said to me, I wanted to see you today because I wanted you to tell me. I wanted you to tell me about your dad. And it was such a simple and loving thing to do that I was undone and deeply grateful. Who do you tell your grief to? And to whose grief do you listen to?